You're listening to WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul.
Check, check, one, two. Broke like a little country. Rock and roll and blues. Cause we so love playing. The good people like you. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two.
Welcome to Music Local and Sustainable, the radio show that features discussions with and the music of local musicians. I am your host, Dave Lake.
Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I'm talking with folk singer-songwriters Catherine Miles and Jay Mafali, who will be performing on December 5th at the First Friday for Folk Music Concert for two sets beginning at 7:30 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church, Stewart Hall, 520 Washington Avenue in Savannah. Welcome back to Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, Catherine Miles and Jay Mafali.
Hello again.
David, it's so good to see you again.
But another song that is, how can I put this nicely?
Dun, dun, dun.
Hopeful, but in this era, perhaps the sentiment is misplaced. I mean, basically, because in my experience, it really takes two to tango. And the song is Stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay.
It starts with hearing people around talking about they and them and never using the word we, you know, sticks are bundled together with ties that can't be severed. No matter what the weather is, we can be stronger. And so by sticking together, we can be stronger. Look around, we can be stronger. And so that's an image, I think, that requires a certain accepting that through compromise, you're stronger. And in a world where compromise is a four-letter word, that undercuts, I think, the sense of the ability to do this that the song speaks to.
I've never thought of it in the way of requiring that compromise. I think it takes less compromise and more recognition that a lot of people are a lot more similar than we're led to believe. There's a lot of emphasis being put on people who are all the way in one direction and all the way in the other direction. And there's a lot of money to be made and power to be gained by focusing on those elements. But the people in the middle, that's the population that's much larger than most folks realize. And so I don't know that the song is asking people to compromise as much as it is asking people to just don't forget that there's a lot of us that all feel the same way about more things than we feel differently. And so all this emphasis on division and going one way to one side and one way to the other side, part of it is a bit fabricated for gain. There's a lot more out there that's the reality of the world. Again, like the happiness thing, it requires a little bit of effort and focus and paying attention. And that's the hard part. So I just wanted to defend the song a little bit by bringing that into it.
I would add to what you just said. I would say that there's been a lot of hard work done to make everybody feel that if you're on the left, it means you're way over there on the left and you think all of these things, A, B, C, D, E. And that's what you think. And you think them 100% and that's where you are. And that if you're on the right, you're way over there on the right. And you think all of these things, A, B, C, D. And that's what you think 100%. And that's where you are. And there's this giant space in the middle where nobody exists. And there's a lot of money and power to be made and had by convincing us of that. And it's harder and harder in today's day and age with media being the way that it is, with us being able to retreat into our own bubbles. And then we're fed the feedback loops of those things on both sides. It's harder and harder for all the people in the country to recognize that that's not the case, that most everybody is varying degrees of varying things. And yes, some people are way far on one or way far on the other, and they're entitled to be there. but that more people are kind of a mix of things. The song is trying to say that we all have more in common than we recognize, because we're being told constantly that you're in one tribe or the other, you're in one camp or the other. And it's made to stop us talking to each other. And we need to remember that we are all members of this same country. And even if you disagree with somebody, one, if you spoke with them like a human being for a few minutes, you might recognize that maybe you don't 100% disagree with them on everything. And that would allow us to remember that compromise is not a four-letter word. But we don't know how to talk to each other anymore. We only know how to yell at a high pitch from a far distance. And maybe if we actually spoke or said, like, okay, that's a person. And the reason they think what they think, even if I don't agree with it on either side, the reason they think that is they have reasons. But maybe if I spoke with them for a while, they'd understand where they were coming from. And maybe I'd be able to discuss these things with them, have civil discussion and debate rather than screaming diatribe.
I will also want to present an additional angle to look at this topic, because it's a fascinating topic that we're discussing. Mm. I think a different angle to look at this topic from, even if you took away all of the thought or all the thoughtfulness involved in this, or the lack of thoughtfulness involved in this, if you just want to go on pure emotion, it just takes some terrible tragedy to happen somewhere. And you see how fast people band together. Nobody asks who you voted for when there's a terrible flood and people just need help. Right. So we have a lot of friends and colleagues in Kerr County, Texas, and they earlier this year, they went through a horrible flash flood and a lot of people lost their homes and a lot of people lost their lives. And the amount of help people gave each other during that, I think that immediately any idea of differences or politics or concern over any of those things became completely secondary to just how can we help each other.
Right. I do think that more people are saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm not so happy with what's happening right now. And I'm not okay with, this is not what I meant. This is not what I thought. And starting to say, no, I'm not okay with that. And starting to look at other people again, starting to open their eyes and look out and see what's what. I'm a hopeful sort, despite all the heavy we've talked about. I'm a hopeful pragmatist. I'm a naive pragmatist, maybe. But I think we're on the verge of really turning a corner back to people saying, no. We need to stand up. I think that's happening. That's evidenced by the number of people showing up.
And I'm going to go back to the fact that I don't think we're as far apart from each other as everybody is telling us that we are. And Catherine and I sometimes talk about how we were all pretty much raised on a lot of the same stories.
Didn't we all watch the same movies? The same.
I'm of a certain
get
age.
Get read the same stories when we were kids that teach us things.
All of the comic book heroes that we read about and now we get to see in movies, they're all telling you about how this person is bad and this person is good. And I know I'm oversimplifying these things, but.
But we, like what the right thing to do, how to be good, how to do the right thing.
I'm not saying that every person in the world shares the same moral compass or North Star, but I think that most of us do. When you really boil it down, most of us have a lot of the same basic core values and principles in our lives. And so if we can quiet the voices who tell us we don't have that in common, that would be a huge leap in the right direction.
Most people here have been to the movies at least one time, and that's where we sit in the dark, we laugh, and we cry together.
And we're going to do that on December 5th with a room full of wonderful people who will experience exactly what we're talking about.
It's so funny because we're talking so in depth in the songs, but for us in a performance, we try to interact with the audience as much as we encourage that. And so we, because of our theater backgrounds, we're entertainers. It's a show and it's a fun shared experience from start to finish. And then we put these songs in there that people get to feel, like we open up the feels. Mm-hmm. Somebody said that to us recently, you guys give the feels and the laughs. We try to let people just open up their hearts a little, enjoy themselves and laugh a lot. And then there's also some serious songs in there so people can feel connected with the other people that are sitting there in the seats. And that's the movie reference in there. Like when we're all together in a group, mm-hmm. humans are meant to be together. We're not animals on this planet that are lone animals. We are built to be in community with each other.
And laughter is the kind of thing that is...
is our favorite thing.
Is catchy. If you're in a group of people and they're laughing, you're more likely to laugh. You're more likely to experience that joy, that feeling, that happiness. And when you have that, you're also then safer to, you know, feel other feelings as well. If there's a song that might make you think a little bit more or might be something that kind of tugs at your heartstrings a bit. I mean, we live for that. We live for spending an evening of being able to do all of those things together with a group of people.
So I turned on blah, blah, point, blah, FM the other day. And one of those media personalities was on. And I heard him or her say a whole lot of them. All those other people were doing that was ruining our country. I never once heard the word we. It was us against them and them against us with no compromise, no meeting of the minds. And I thought, when you're stuck in a tug of war, nobody ever gets anywhere. We can be stronger. That's where we sit in the dark and we laugh and we cry together. So whether you're watching a film that contemplates the meaning of life or the crash, bash, blockbuster, summer smash, when you're sitting there in the cathartic darkness of anonymity, do you ever stop and think to yourself,
I wish they would turn on these lights, 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 lights. Then I could see if these are the kind of people who share my personal political views, views. Of course you don't.
You just know that you're not alone. 'Cause we can be stronger than that. We can be sticks bundled together with ties that can't be severed. No matter what the weather, we can be stronger. No matter where you stand, we share this ground. Take a look around. Can I ask you to close your eyes, people? I'm wondering if you know what side of the issues I'm on. I have not told you what side of the issues I am on. I might be they to your us. Who is the us if you're them? Us against them has no end. So open your eyes. We
Well, and talking about that shared experience and laughing and crying together, there's a song on this album that does just that. And that's Kenny and Lulu.
Oh, Kenny and Lulu.
That's our little heart song.
What would you like to know about Kenny and Lulu?
Well, it's Lulu, which is a small dog, mm-hmm. all dressed up and performing with Kenny as mm-hmm. part of the circus. Kenny is a strong man in the circus. He never smiled. He would close his eyes when everybody cheered him lifting the big weights. But then Lulu comes into his life, and I see Lulu as one of these little miniature type dogs, not the 70-pound Walter, but the little miniature, the little miniature type dog who performs with him. And so it does involve a dog, but a very different dog than the one you have.
We don't say what Lulu is. To me, Lulu is a little teeny dog because I am a dog person, but some people think that it's a different kind of animal, and that's okay too. Although we do say fur, so it kind of eliminates the possibility of, say, snakes. So, but yes, to me, Lulu is also is a little tiny dog.
This song is a bit of a tribute to our non-human friends. And we always introduce the song by asking folks like what kinds of pets that they have.
Which is surprising. What people say sometimes is surprising, like that's a pet.
Okay, chihuahuas, right. Lizards. Yeah.
Yep.
But at the heart of it all is that they make us better people.
Caring for a pet can absolutely makes us, I think, be better humans.
It can fill your life with a lot of joy. You keep hearing us talk about happiness and joy and keep coming around to these themes, hopefulness. And Kenny is somebody who's kind of lost some of that. And then Lulu helps him get that back, and that song has some heartbreak in it. It has some humor in it. And it sounds like a circus.
Okay. It has all the emotions that bring people together.
Kenny, the strong man of the circus. He never smiled when the crowd stood up to cheer. He'd close his eyes. Lifting a barbell up over his head, night after night, night after night. Kenny grew up under the big top. Nobody claimed him a boy wandering lost, found by the clowns. Scribbled on paper and pinned to his shirt, only his name. Filling the air. Kenny called Lou. as she twirled around. When the calliope started to play, she couldn't wait. She couldn't wait. For years they led the big parade. She danced until her final day. She was the strong man's child, they say. She taught him how to smile, they say. Kenny, the strong man of the circus, he thinks of Lulu, then strides into the ring to the roar of the crowd, lifting his barbell up over his head, night after night, impossibly light. Who wouldn't love to grow up in the circus? Acrobats, daredevils, horses and elephants, glittering lights, games on the midway, the smell of hot popcorn filling the
air. And a number of these songs can be interpreted in a variety of different ways. They can be interpreted in a theatrical sense, or there could be a more sinister underlying theme to a particular song. One of corporate greed, for instance, in not necessarily a song that's directed toward that, but directed toward perhaps entertainment, because entertainment is at the key of this song, and that's Snake Oil.
There it is. Yeah, I knew it was coming.
I didn't see it.
I was like, here we go. It more or less portrays a snake oil salesman about to go out and rally his crowd.
Or her crowd.
And to me,
their crowd.
I envision he or she sitting in front of a mirror, sort of backstage, applying makeup and getting ready.
Like the old school in a caravan, getting ready to go out
exactly.
On the platform in the town square.
And so the song is sung from the point of view of that person.
We had definite thoughts on who we were giving a little caricature, but nobody's named. There's not even a gender, no. So people can read into it what they will for who it is to them, because some people may feel very differently about who they picture being the snake oil salesman.
Because this is something that I think about when we play this song, is there has always been snake oil salesmen or saleswomen. There is always somebody ready to sell you something that is going to help you grow your hair back, help you lose weight, help you feel more energetic.
Tell you they're the only ones who can help you.
Look and feel younger. I mean, that has been going on as long as any of us have been around.
True.
It takes different forms. It takes on different causes. It takes on different ways of preying on people. But it usually comes around to money and power and greed and all of those things. And so, Dave, you mentioned maybe corporate, maybe political. The answer is it's all of those things.
Yeah.
So, and as Catherine said, it's different listeners could be envisioning different people when they heard this song. But it kind of points at the fact that these folks are always around us.
We were at a week of songwriting workshops years ago and sat in on one lesson with Daryl Scott. If you don't know who Daryl Scott is, please look him up. He's a Nashville-based, just an incredible writer, incredible performer, A-list writer, has, I don't even know how many, can't even guess at how many hits, but also an incredible performer. And he was talking about, you write the song that comes to you, even if it's not what you normally do, you write that song. And so this song kind of falls into that for us, that in some ways it's different from other songs that we've written, but it was a song that we couldn't not write. Mm-hmm. Once it started to go, hey, you really want to talk about this. And we couldn't not write it, not to be denied. And so we went down that path and wrote this song. This is another one that's interesting when people come and talk to me afterwards, who this was for them. And I always find that an interesting conversation to have.
We took musical inspiration for this song.
Ah, yes, that's true. I know where you're going.
From two very unlikely sources. The first source is an old Claymation Christmas.
If you watch Claymation, special. The Christmas specials, but all those 60s, 70s Claymation specials.
Blended a little bit with, I'll speak for myself, my love of The Pretenders.
Really? That's news to me.
There's sort of a... The verse section is sort of that Claymation old-timey, you know.
I'm Mr. Heat Miser. Right. I'm Mr. Hot Da Da Da. Yeah.
I don't know how much of that you can sing right now without a WRUU having to pay for that. So don't sing the whole song. But mixed with, like, when you get to the chorus part too, it kind of just rocks out into sort of an homage to The Pretenders. But anyway, that's a little musical insight for anybody listening to the recording of the song. It is based loosely on those two inspirational facts.
We make a lot of strange bedfellows, don't we, in our songs? Suzanne Vega and Henry Mancini.
You've got
The Pretenders and Claymation Christmas specials.
That's what you get when you have Gen X folk singers. That's what we've been brought up with.
But if you haven't figured out already, I'm probably the most contrarian person you'll talk to, because one could see this as a homage to evil, as an homage to the people who want to take advantage of you, that we're surrounded in our life with. But if you look back to the age of the snake oil salesman, the traveling salesman who'd show up in their buggy or in their Conestoga wagon, you have to remember, I'm from the West, so I think Conestoga wagon. It was a thing that people in the small towns throughout the middle of America and in the West would look forward to.
Show.
It was a show.
It was an entertainment.
It was entertainment, right. It's the Music Man. You know, the Music Man is not about some evil person who was selling fake instruments, but rather someone who brought joy to this town. Mm-hmm. And joy to one particular person, but brought joy to this town. And so you could take it in that direction. This is entertainment. Yep. It is basically a person who, again, puts on their makeup. You've said it perfectly for this image, that he or she puts on their makeup to come up and do a show, because they're there to do a show. Mm-hmm. They're not there to convince people of doing one thing or another. They're there to produce the show. Yes, some people may purchase, but the others are there just for the entertainment, because they don't have that type of entertainment throughout the rest of their life. And they look forward to these people showing up. So it's a very positive song about entertaining the folks.
Let's go with that. I like that.
I roll into each town with a flourish, fanfare in my sharp suit. Run my hand through my well-coiffed hair, lashing my pearly whites, taking my time as I get a good feel for the crowd. I've got snake oil and sugar pills, powders and potions. I've slapped fancy labels on generic hand lotion. Shiny gold cases display all my wares. Oh, it's really cheap spray paint. They can't tell, so who cares? A two, a three, a four. I've got a soapbox. I will put on a show. I know the people, my people will gather round. Tell them what they want to hear. Confirm all their fears so they will stay. I know they'll stay and throw their money down. They buy my snake oil and sugar pills. My sales pitch will give them chills. I take their dough and watch them choke. 'Cause when I'm gone, they'll still be broke. Whoa, whoa. It's a skill I have honed, years of patience and practice. I can read them. I'm an artist of artifice, gaining their confidence, gauging their weakness. I convince them only I have the cure. 2, 3. I will put up some mirrors and make me some smoke, a little dazzle for the desperate congregation. Then I shake my fist, use my fame, give them someone else to blame. Praise the Lord, I'm the king of manipulation. They buy my snake oil and sugar pills. My sales pitch will give them chills. I take their dough and watch them choke.
Take that off your hands.
I will tell you, here's a fun fact. When I was in my early 20s, I spent a summer working at an amusement park in Agawam, Massachusetts, as an entertainer. And my partner and I would perform 6 shows a day.
Like out and amongst the people.
And one of the shows that we did was Dr. Moe's medicine show, where I was Dr. Moe, selling this snake oil type thing. And there was, my partner was a comedic plant in the crowd. So we would gather a crowd around, we would do the whole thing. And that was 100% entertainment because we weren't selling anything.
Weren't you also in The Music Man as a child?
Another fun fact is I did play Winthrop in The Music Man.
Which was the kid.
When I was, I think, in 5th or 6th grade, which is the young character who plays the cornet. And idolizes the Music Man when he comes to town. But that story ends with the Music Man finding his heart and realizing maybe he could do better for these folks.
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
Lessons learned.
Sometimes it doesn't.
This is WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul.
You're listening to WRUU, your local radio station, for people just like you, hosted by people from your community. The voices you hear are your neighbors, coworkers, and others from the Savannah and Lowcountry area. In other words, WRUU is your community radio station. Please help us by donating whatever you can to help your neighbors and friends stay on the air. Go to WRUU.org and support your local radio station. Any amount is welcomed. Thank you for your support of WRUU.
This portion of WRUU's programming is brought to you by listeners like you and by the American Traditions Collection of Concerts, including the Junior American Traditions Competition Finals on Sunday, December 7th at 5:30 p.m. at District Live in the Plant Riverside District, 400 West River Street, Savannah. More information and tickets are available at www.atcsavannah.org. Experience the film Music Magic of John Williams on Saturday, December 20th, at both 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. with the Savannah Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Katera Harada, at the Lucas Theater for the Arts. The concert features a 50th anniversary tribute to the movie Jaws, along with music from other great films. More information and tickets for the Saturday matinee performance are available at savannahphilharmonic.org. This music is often called classical music, but remember, Mozart, Beethoven, and Liszt were the rock stars of their time, so I simply call it great music. I'm your host, Dave Lake, and join me for 4 centuries of great music, with new episodes each week on Sundays from 3 to 5 p.m. We also have encores of these episodes on Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m. from mid-June to early December. Welcome back to Music Local and Sustainable, and I'm your host, Dave Lake. Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I'm talking with folk singer-songwriters Catherine Miles and Jay Mafali, who will be performing on December 5th at the First Friday for Folk Music Concert for 2 sets beginning at 7:30 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church, Stewart Hall, 520 Washington Avenue in Savannah. But there may be another song related to this person who finds their heart, does completely different things, but still is an entertainer.
That somebody might write.
This person is an entertainer at heart.
You don't know. That could be, you know what, Dave?
Who knows?
Challenge accepted.
Challenge considered.
Check it out on the next record. It'll be the Jay Mafali solo record, co-produced by Catherine Miles, reluctantly.
And again, you talk about sentiment in an album, and but life experiences. And one of the most interesting, because again, I think it could be sort of taken in a whole variety of different directions, but to me, it's sort of like a lost love song, perhaps stimulated by some summer experience. And that's Ocean.
I mean, in a lot of ways, it is lost love, but it's lost love more in a sense of grief. And so I just wanted to start with that maybe and then let you speak more clearly to it.
I think that many folks listening to that song will absolutely think that it is a love song and a lost love song. And that's good. Yeah. They will still understand the emotion of it. They will still get the heartbreak of it. And that's actually a perfect example of what I was saying earlier or before about the emotion may come for a different reason, but it's an emotion that you understand. So somebody who has experienced that kind of loss of a relationship will understand the heartbreak in the song. The song started for us in the writing as a song about miscarriage. And there's a very high percentage of miscarriages that happen at about 8 weeks. And that's why the song starts with, "You were mine for 8 weeks." And so if you've never experienced or known anybody that experienced miscarriage, you will absolutely not get that connection. And that's intentional. It's intentional that that's how we refer to it, so that people who have will get that, and people who haven't don't have to get that. But they'll understand the emotion that's being talked about, that grief, that heartache, that loss, the heartbreak of it. It was interesting to us that it was a song we wanted to write about miscarriage, because it's something that only in very recent years, like the last few years, has it been something that people are starting to think about being more comfortable talking about. Prior, it was something people didn't know how to talk about. They didn't know what to say, because so often people don't know how to deal with grief or loss. They don't know what to say to somebody, or they don't want to talk about it because it's not something that it's been sort of like a taboo thing. But if you've experienced grief or loss, say over a heartbreak, over a relationship heartbreak, you know what that feels like. And you know how to comfort somebody that's gone through that, because you say, "Hey, I'm here for you. I'm thinking of you. Do you need a hug? Do you need to talk?" And that's the same thing you would say to somebody who's experienced it. Like it's something that we were trying to say. You may not know how to talk to somebody who's gone through this, or you may be afraid to talk about it. But if you know what it's like to lose, if you know what grief is, you know what heartbreak is, you know how to comfort somebody. Maybe it's not so foreign. Maybe it's not such a taboo topic. It shouldn't be. It should be something that's that we do know how to offer comfort to somebody. We do know how to be there for somebody. Talk to me. I'm here. I'll give you a hug. Do you want to go for a cup of coffee? Do you want to just sit? You want to take a walk and we don't talk? That's okay too. And what's interesting to us is that as we've performed the song many times right now in this moment that we're in, people come up and assume that it's a song about abortion. And that's okay too. Like all of this is okay. However you take a song is okay. All it means to us is that people are getting what we hope they would get out of it, which is, yeah, that's loss. Yeah, that's heartbreak. Yeah, I know what that's like, even if I haven't experienced that specific thing myself. It also lets people just, especially if they've been laughing a lot, which is our main goal of a show, get people laughing, and then sing maybe something that's a little heavier. And I think something about that combination lets people let that out. Even if they don't talk about it, even if they don't say anything to us or anybody else about it, sitting there hearing music is a gift in that way, that it helps release things for people simply by the listening to it. It helps people release things that they maybe were holding onto. And I don't mean just our music, music in general. So if that's what people experience listening to it and they never even talk anything about it, we are grateful to be able to do that maybe a little bit for people.
In my dreams, you were a mystery that I'll never solve. I don't know how to live with that. I close my eyes. I am far out on the water. All these questions that I have carried, I cast over the waves. I'll let them go to slowly fade. Say I was ready. All I know is I was unprepared. Were you an answered prayer, or is that desperation? I don't know. How do I live with that? I close my eyes. I am far out on the water. All these questions that I have carried, I cast over the waves. I'll let them go to slowly fade beneath the surface. Time, you are an ocean. Please swallow all this pain. You were a gift. You were one future, a fleeting glimpse. You were both hope and doubt. Now there's nothing. I don't know how to live with that. I have to learn how to live with that. I close my swallow. eyes. I am far out on the water. All these questions that I have carried, I let them go to slowly fade beneath the surface. Time, you are an ocean. Time,
and the album ends with, I'll take as the title cut, because the album is called Be Brave. And the last song on the album is Remember to Be Brave. And this speaks very seriously about a variety of things that are around us. I mean, we have a comfortable life, safe and warm in your arms, sitting in a big chair by the fire. I would get to choose each night, glass of milk, glowing light, but then remember to be brave when facing monsters. So that idea of comfort with the potential for having to be brave as you go through this song.
You're opening the door in such a way that it kind of leaves it fully open for me to say sort of anything about the song, but you can't hear it out there, but Dave's nodding his head and saying exactly. Put you right there on the spot and let you just open your mouth. So the monsters in this song, as the song goes along, there's different monsters at each turn that we're saying, be brave in the face of this kind of monster when you're a child and listening to a bedtime story and maybe starting to learn that sometimes things are scary in this world, but you can face them and the good wins out, good triumphs, right? That kind of thing. Or there's actual monsters in the world that can sometimes put us in dangerous situations or things that are scary, that are not made up, but difficulties and sometimes bad things actually happen. And we try in the song to say we can face those things too. And then towards the end of the song, the monster is time and the brevity of our life in a way, I guess, the brevity of people and the fact that people aren't always will not be with us forever and ever and unending, you know, that our time here and the people around us that we love, their time here is not without end. But part of the song is about books. Even in this great country, we've never been at a time when there wasn't book banning of some kind in this country. And the irony of that, right now we are at a time when there is more of that going on, more censorship of books, more across the country attempts for people to say, I think this book shouldn't be available not only to my own child, but shouldn't be available to anybody's child. And I have the right to say that, like this person saying, I have the right to say this book should not be available even in a public library. And it's absurd to think that, one, because of free speech, bedrock of the country, but also just because you attempt to and or achieve making a book unavailable doesn't mean that experience doesn't happen. Doesn't mean that the people that you love, your kids, the people that you love, your family, won't experience those things. So wouldn't you rather have a book that helps them maybe come to terms with it or deal with it? I don't know. You can't stop an idea. The idea exists whether you want it to or not. You can't stop an experience. The experience exists whether you want it to or not. So I don't really see the point of trying to ban a book about it.
That's interesting because just spent a couple shows, actually one show that has aired and one show that is a spinoff of that first show that hasn't aired. It's about an album by a instrumental ensemble out of Houston, Texas, that is called Banned. And it's one song after another that talks about banning either books or people because you touched on an issue of immigration before, which is really a banning of people, particularly resistance to immigration. And that's a topic that, you know, I hadn't heard much of until recently. And the fact that, however, over the last decade, perhaps, it's become more and more and more prominent throughout the United States, but particularly in certain states. And what justifies being banned? And what are the characteristics of that people look at to banning a book? Because many of the elements that go into a story that impacts the whether that book is going to be banned or not ties in directly to the song Stronger.
I don't know how qualified we are to speak on all of the reasons behind why people want to hide ideas and things like that. I think that maybe we feel it's more our position or our duty to keep pointing toward that hopefulness, that possibility. That's why the title of the song is Remember to Be Brave. It's easy to forget to be brave, whatever the topic is that we're talking about here, and in particular in this song. Catherine mentions it's about a couple things throughout our lives, throughout the story of the song, at the heart of the song, in particular books being discussed. But that bravery that everybody is capable of, but maybe doesn't remember to activate it, or is just too bogged down with something else. The thing that they need to be brave about sneaks up on them, so they don't remember to be brave. I think that's more where our duty lies. I don't know how much we can help dissect what brings us there.
And you mentioned that writing and accepting of perhaps writing that we don't agree with gets back to the issue of freedom of speech. It's a different form of speech. It's a literary speech, I guess, which again is an issue that is at the center of the body politic today.
I think a lot of where we are is people have a tough time with change, and they think that change means that everything that they know is lost instead of everything that they know is then just added to. So free speech, if somebody's out there saying something that you haven't experienced before, or let's be direct, the color of your community is shifting from what you remember it being when you were younger. We, as a species, innately change is scary because we don't know whether this is a safe place to stop and drink water. Can I forage here? From a way, way back in our history, that part of our brain, that inside part of our brain, right? Change, we're sort of wired to be a little trepidatious of change. Wait, that's a new shrub. Is it safe to eat? That's a creature I've never seen before. Is it going to chase me or just coexist? So we're wired to be a little scared of change. And so people fight change by try to control that and try to make it not change. But change is inevitable. And this is a song that we keep trying to write. It hasn't really fully gelled yet. But to me, change is a glacier. Glaciers moved so slowly, it was imperceptible, the motion. And I think that's progress and change. Progress is imperceptible. And as for free speech, it's going to happen, whether people like it or not. And they're going to try to control it, but they're not going to be able to, because we're not omnipotent as individual people. And even groups, even a group may have power for a certain amount of time, but they're not omnipotent forever. And the world is going to change and shift and grow.
Safe and warm in your arms, sitting in the big chair by the fire, I would get to choose each night. Glass of milk, glowing light. Remember to be brave when facing monsters. One more page, I would beg. Not tonight, now it's time for bed. Night by night, year by year, stories took us far from here. Remember to be brave when facing monsters. Sometimes gruff, sometimes squeaky, sometimes whispering or chirping like a bird. Every single word you read to me with love. Fires burn in our town. Shiny boots, men I'd never seen. No one saw me hide, just one. The book you read when mine were done. Remember to be brave. Empty shelves in our home. I had never seen you sit so still. It gently from my hands, you set it down. I did not understand. You said, all that they have burned is paper. Sometimes gruff, sometimes squeaky, sometimes whispering or chirping like a bird. Every single word you read to me with love. Trembling hands, I help you to your chair beside the fire. Failing eyes still filled with light, it will be my voice tonight. Remember to be brave when facing monsters. Sometimes gruff, sometimes squeaky, sometimes whispering or chirping like a bird. Every single
tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I've been talking with folk singer-songwriters Catherine Miles and Jay Mafali, who will be performing on December 5th at the First Friday for Folk Music Concert for two sets beginning at 7:30 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church Stewart Hall, 520 Washington Avenue here in Savannah. And I want to thank you so very much for being on the show tonight.
Dave, thank you so much for having us. This was a really fun, interesting, thoughtful interview to be part of. And we're really looking forward to coming down and playing the show. We're looking forward to meeting everybody.
We had a great time. Thank you. Thank you to WRUU for taking the time to do this. And we can't wait to see everybody for the Savannah Folk Music Society concert. Thanks, everyone.
This has been another edition of Music Local and Sustainable, and I've been your host, Dave Lake. Save this time for another show next week.
Well, I know we ain't headed for the Hall of Fame. Gonna give it what we got, man, it ain't no shame. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two.